Look at the lives of the prophets and apostles whose words are quoted to support prosperity theology. How long did they live? How did they die? The apostles, most of them were murdered, perhaps all but one of them, John being the exception, and he was in exile. Okay, health and wealth gospel. I mean, don't use the words of people who never experienced, most of them, health or wealth. I mean, look at Paul. Look at his thorn in the flesh. You Galatians, you would take your eyes out and give me that would hard. See what large letters I write in my own hand, because he couldn't write his whole letters as literate as he was because of apparently an eye problem. It could be other physical disabilities on his part, and he's put to death. Mm. He's murdered. This is not what we would call a happy ending from a human perspective. That's right. So you're laying claim to their words out of context to support an idea that is foreign to the scriptures, was foreign to their thinking. This is not what they do. I saw a sign the other day that says, I can do all things through verses taken out of context.
And
it was like, I can do all things through verses taken out of context. And it's like, we take these verses out of context, not only the context of the literary context, but the context of their whole lives. You've got these people who are experiencing suffering, and it's like the opposite of health and wealth. I mean, how much money did the apostles leave behind them for future generations? It wasn't money they left. I mean,
right.
And obviously, even if some of them were relatively healthy, and we don't know that they were, that health was taken through their persecutions, through their imprisonments, through their mistreatments, and the horrific things done to them. How can we even look ourselves in the face, in the mirror? And obviously, we don't, and think in these terms. We are misquoting scripture and misapplying it. And worst of all, we are setting up people to lose their faith in God.
Yes.
Because we're speaking on God's behalf to say these things to them that God himself is not really saying to them. Mm-hmm. And so then they lose their faith instead of doing what they should do, which is lose their faith in us.
That's right.
They end up instead losing their faith in God. And that is the worst possible thing we can do. And that is the largest part of the ugliness of health and wealth gospel.